mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, he's one of the esteemed and senior congressmen from New York, Charles Rangel. We've had him on the broadcast before a few years ago. I don't think he needs an introduction to this audience. This is a quick segment. We'll break in a moment. We'll come back and talk more with Charles Rangel, but let's go ahead and go to him right now. Congressman, thank you for coming on with us.
Good to be on your show all the way there in Austin.
That's right. Well, we're also on in upstate New York, so you're talking, I guess, to some of your constituents. The big announcement, you're saying that you're not going to run again for Congress if the Democrats don't win. By when, how much do they need to win for you to stay?
Well, that wasn't exactly the way it went. But
okay, well, tell us.
Well, I had an interview when I was sharing why I thought the Democrats would be winning and talked about the war and the fight against terrorism, the incompetency of the administration, the corruption, the deficit, the obscene tax cuts for the rich, the cuts in services of veterans. And so it went well, and then the reporter asked me from AP, but what happens if you don't win? It was such a horrible thought that I said then, and agree now, that if the American people are willing to accept another 2 years, for two more years, the domestic and foreign policy of this president, then there's no place for me in the House. It doesn't mean I won't be active or won't be doing something, but I cannot see Congress and the country just be devastated by these blind partisan positions and just sit on the bench. I'm 76, but there's too much life and energy in me to accept this happening to my country. And if I can't do anything in the Congress, I am prepared to do something outside. But quite frankly, I don't want to talk about this because from every indication, Americans are fed up with these things. And I am preparing and dealing with economists and all types of experts to see what we can do to sit down with Republicans and work together in a bipartisan way. So quitting is not on my mind.
Well, Congressman Rangel, we appreciate you joining us. And just shifting gears a bit, President Bush's chief strategist, Karl Rove, has leaked to neocon publications that he's planning to pull an October rabbit out of a hat blatantly in October. What do you think that surprise could be?
Well, I don't know whether it's much of a surprise. It's already been said that the Republicans are soliciting a lot of money to distract from what looks like a negative reaction on a national agenda, and what they intend to do is to try to bring the contest down to the individual congressional seats rather than have a referendum on President Bush, and that by doing this they intend to have a very heavy finance negative campaign against the Democrat incumbent or challenger. And so,
well, it's pretty late in the game. It's pretty late in the game for that to work.
I'm afraid that negative campaigning always works, and sometimes the later they do it, the less likely the victim of this, whether the Democrats are
then they don't have time to respond.
They don't recover.
Look what they did to Cynthia McKinney, boy. They're always after her.
Well, you know, when you know you're in the spotlight, you got to fly under the radar, and sometimes there's a level of conduct that people expect, whether it's with gods or whether it's your lack of sensitivity to other people's feelings. These are things that you can expect, but you're 100% right that once they decide that there's any chink in the armor, any vulnerability, they exploit it.
Unless it's vulnerabilities and chinks in the armor with Bush, no matter how much corruption he's involved in, it's all supposedly A-OK and wonderful, and we should just all accept it. Congressman Rangel, we've got a quick three-minute break. When we come back, I want to talk about the war in Iraq, what happened in Lebanon, Bush wanting to go into Iran, where you think all that's going, and how you see the election shaking out. We have the senior congressman, Democrat from New York, joining us, Charles Rangel. Stay with us.
It's
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Dad, can we stop? We need to go to the bathroom.
What? Again? We just stopped 2 hours ago.
Honey, let's stop because I gave the kids their Spark Berkey water bottles.
Why did you do that?
Because they can't drink and talk at the same time, and that way we don't have to listen to them singing,
"Are we there yet? Are we there yet?"
for the entire trip.
I didn't think about that. Great idea.
Yeah, and it's cheap entertainment for the kids. Bottled water costs around 75 cents a bottle, and using our Berkey Sport bottles, it costs us less than 2.5 cents per refill.
Honey, you're terrific.
Oh, honey, so are you. You're the one that bought the family our Sport Berkey water bottles. Now, can we stop? I need to go, too.
Get your Berkey Sport purification bottle for only $39 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Are you totally satisfied with the nourishment you're getting? Do you have enough energy to do everything you really want to do? And are you content to remain in your current state of health indefinitely? Have you already tried diets, exercise, vitamins, juicing, or the latest, greatest nutritional wonder products? Perhaps those things have grown tiresome and not made you feel and look as well as you'd really like to. But what if you found from a single source the world's freshest, purest, most complete, whole, live food nourishment that tastes delicious and couldn't be any easier to consume? Well, you just did. So don't hesitate. Take the living energy you've always wanted from your nutrition right now. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We've just got him for one more segment. He's Congressman Charles Rangel, himself a decorated veteran of the Korean conflict, and he joins us now. Congressman Hugo Chavez, and I want to get into the war in a second. Hugo Chavez obviously gave a speech and said he could smell the sulfur, that the devil had been there. And quite frankly, I've got to say that's accurate. Bush is the devil. If America's the promised land, he really is turning a country into a police state, spent more money than all presidents before him combined. He is not a conservative, by the way, by any stretch of the imagination. What do you think of Hugo Chavez's statements?
Well, it's strange you would say that because I just had a press conference. Hugo right now is still at a church in my congressional district, condemning the president, and we've been the recipient of the generosity of the Venezuelan government giving to us the millions of barrels of home heating oil at 40% discount prices.
Something our own federal government won't do.
And something that our oil companies here won't do. But Alex, to tell you the truth, I made it clear at the press conference that I resent foreigners coming into my country, in my congressional district, they're condemning my president. And I don't want them to mistake the fact that because I criticize them or because other Americans speak out in criticism of our leaders, Republican or Democrat, that really should not give the right of foreigners to do the same thing. As a matter of fact, Whether or not I agree with the president, he still represents me and millions of Americans.
Sure, sure. But Congressman,
insulting.
At the same time, most of his statements were made at the United Nations. I mean, where is he supposed to make it?
Well, my comments in my press conference is in response that he was doing this in my congressional district just a few hours ago.
What did he say?
Well, he went on to call the president the devil and to condemn him and, just carried on.
I love it.
He had his personal relationship with Jesus and the crowd loved it too. But, I represent my government and I just don't like foreigners being critical because I know one thing, that if I was critical of him and his country, I wouldn't be around.
Oh, I bet Chavez would let you criticize his government down there.
Well, I would not depend on that.
So did you tell Chavez this?
No, I'm in Washington, D.C. He's in Harlem, where I should be if I weren't in session,
Sure, sure. Well, I mean, come on. If somebody's got to stand up against Bush. And
it should be Americans. You bet your life. You bet your I agree with you 100%. And that is one of the reasons why I think, and I'm pretty certain, that we will take over the House in the Democratic Party as well as probably the Senate.
Not if the electronic voting machines have their way.
Yeah, you're right. That is a threat.
What do you think of Chavez's comments about 9/11? Now, Congressman, we have a majority of Americans, 68%, believing there's a cover-up in a Zogby poll. In the same poll, 42% believing it was an inside job. Scripps Howard News Service, 36% believing it's an inside job. The majority of Americans believe there is a cover-up, and a majority of that group think that there's involvement. Give us your take. Come on. You're not going to live forever. Let us know what Charles Rangel and his gut, in your gut, 9/11 is a big stinking rat. What do you think about 9/11?
I don't really think we have to resort to gut feelings. When we take over the House, we'd have the power subpoena. We have witnesses to testify under oath, and we'll be able, believe me, this. Anytime you put our troops in harm's way, anytime we've lost some 2,600 men and women and got thousands of people that have been wounded and impaired for life, hundreds of thousands of innocent people killed, you bet your life that Congress has a responsibility to provide oversight with the rights of subpoenas. And the fact that that we've been there and everyone says it's a mistake doesn't mean there was not wrongdoing. I know as a fact that there were meetings by the Project for a Better American Century with Wolfowitz and Cheney and Rumsfeld and the guy there at the United Nations and
Bolton.
And they had already, during the Clinton administration, they were planning to knock off Saddam Hussein. All they were looking for was some excuse.
Yeah, they said they needed a helpful Pearl Harbor catalyzing event, and without that event, they couldn't get their agenda through. Well,
exactly.
I mean, can I get you, Congressman, your take on a majority of your constituents believing that there is a 9/11 cover-up?
I would think that a lot of them thought that the president knew that the president knew or should have known that the information he was receiving was cherry-picked and that with all that came before him, he selected what he thought could have stretched be indicative that Saddam Hussein, even though not involved with 9/11, they gave the inference he was that he had weapons of mass destruction, that he was connected with al-Qaeda.
I know, but you're a master, though. You keep going to Bush lying about intelligence to go to war, and certainly the experts are saying, Ron Paul on this show, congressman, fellow congressman with you, of course, has said that he believes there'll be an impeachment that starts up if the Democrats win, and he's even said he thinks it's good that for the Republicans to lose control because it's dangerous to have such a concentration of power in all three branches of government. I'm talking about how George Bush has used 9/11 to pose as a savior and as a king and as a hero, when in truth, the majority of Americans now believe that he's probably involved in it. I want to hear your take on that, Congressman.
Well, I don't really believe that the president thought that his big gamble would cost so many American lives. I really think that he allowed himself to believe that it was a slam dunk that he could go over there and knock off Saddam Hussein, scare the hell out of Iran, and then share with Saudi Arabia and Egypt and Jordan that America was in charge and that they had to get out of the way of Israel and to recognize us as a world power. And he just miscalculated and screwed up the whole thing. And so I don't think there's any question of that. I'm not prepared to say that he got us into this bloody war knowing that that now he is saying that he has no clue as to how the hell he's going to get out and that it's going to take presidentials and presidents in the future to work it out. You know, it's not so much him. I'm concerned with the American people. I don't mean to be avoiding or evading your question, but if that's what America really believes and wants, a president that could start a war, not know who the enemy is. You know, I oftentimes say that if Jesus came to me in the middle of the night and said, tell the president, your brother, that we, the enemy's got to surrender, all he has to do is describe who the enemy is, who he wants to surrender, what the conditions are. He has no clue as to the terrorists that
well, it's a perfect
created.
Enemy. It's an enemy that can never be defeated. It's the Goldstein of Orwell. Congressman, you have a constituent, Mike McCormick, the guy that found the flag at Ground Zero, the big hero. He helped get some of the documents out about the dust, the mercury, the asbestos. He himself is sick from it. And 3 days after he went public at a meeting that I attended in front of the news cameras, he got raided by a federal SWAT team. Have you heard about that case?
I really haven't. I'm appalled, and I wish you could send me some information. That should not happen to any American, I'm really not surprised.
Well, I'll get Mike McCormick to contact your office.
Please do that. I'll do all that I can.
What do you think of the dust, though? It's come out that Bush knew they were breathing it and cynically decided to block medical funding to even give these heroes funding.
Well, they're catching hell now, and there's no reason why anybody that rushed to be a first responder should have their health jeopardized without the federal government being there for them. They're just as much heroes as anybody that's fighting in Iraq.
Well, I agree. And in closing, sir, you, of course, have introduced legislation in the last several Congresses, the Universal Service Act for a national draft of men and women, what your version, 18 to 42. But I'm called a conspiracy theory when I talk about that legislation. Does that legislation exist, A, and B, why did you introduce it?
Well, one, it exists. It's in committee. I don't expect that the Republicans that would call it up. And I introduce it for two reasons. One, when our great country goes to war, there has to be a sense that we were endangered. I think a lot of people that advocated the war for the war, but they don't want to make any sacrifices for it. And when you're getting volunteers and paying them $20,000, $30,000, and $40,000 to be in harm's way, it just seems to me that this is a war where they're not well-off are the ones paying for it. And the well-off are the ones that are actually supporting it.
Well, Congressman, but I mean, even if they go back to a draft, there's still going to be loopholes for the rich.
That's just not so. First, we won't go back to the draft because it would be too easy to avoid getting involved in a war if you think you got
that's
to
right. Your universal service is even worse than the draft. I mean,
well,
it's even more widespread.
Universal service means this. You know, we got bigger threats than just the war. We got terrorist threats. We need eyes and ears and education to help our people, like in Katrina, in case there was a national disaster.
So you're talking about a big domestic core as well.
Yes, you bet your life. There'll be millions of people that will be called up to serve, men and women, and no exclusions. None of this, the rich gets by. There would not be any exclusions at all. If you don't want to fight, there's something that you can do, and there's plenty to be done. You can look at the competency of the people at the airport.
If there's another major terror attack, Congressman, do you think the legislation like yours will then finally be passed?
I think that once they realize this makes more sense than just trying to embarrass the president, once they realize that national security means that you get young people in our schools, our hospitals, our airports, our seaports, and these will be patriots. And not only that, that they'll be entitled to service education. We are so far behind in getting education available for our youth. Most nations have a free access to education. We have kids indebted for years after they're educated. This would pay for their education.
Okay, we got 20 seconds, Congressman. Will the Democrats get the House and the Senate or just one of them?
We definitely get one, and we have a great shot at the Senate.
Which one do you think's guaranteed?
Oh, come on. It's the House. The Senate has problems.
Okay, but you're saying good chance that the Democrats get both.
Better than a good chance. Even Democrats couldn't screw this
up. Okay. Thank you, Congressman.
Thank you, Alex.
Take care.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Hi, folks. Jack Browning from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that an FBI agent assigned to the White House when Bill Clinton took office wrote a book entitled Unlimited Access? He told of Clinton's staff coming into the White House its first day with red buttons on their shirt with a picture of the first communist dictator, V.I. Lenin, on them. Is it any wonder the United States government moved further to the left during the Clinton administration? Even Hillary tried to pass a socialistic program for health care. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU. And ask for George.
Last week we talked to Mike McCormick, Major Mike McCormick, one of the emergency workers that saved a lot of people and went into the rubble, found the American flag. He's been all over national television, and he's gone public about the poison dust and helped get some of the documents out. So we got SWAT teamed last week. And we had Congressman Rangel on. I had wanted to be notified when McCormick got online. We crossed our wires, so we didn't get to get on when Rangel was with us. But regardless, Mike, I brought up your case to the congressman, so you can contact him now if you need to. But you had already talked to folks at my office. You told me you got a lot of calls from media and others after you came on last week, my friend.
That's correct, Alex. I've gotten calls as far as United Kingdom, Ireland, Germany. I mean, the calls are flooding in. Unfortunately, there hasn't been many calls regarding the assistance that I asked for. However, I get solace knowing that the message is being put out.
That's right. They tricked you into signing an agreement to let them in your house. Then minutes later, after the detectives got there, they sent in a federal SWAT team. They found an unloaded gun in the supposed free country of America that you even have a permit in the nearby state to have, and there's a 48-hour travel permit, but they don't care. They're charging you with that right now, and you need some type of legal help in the state or city of New York.
That's correct, Alex. One thing I wanted to make you aware of, during the interview last week, I was a major, but I was not in the U.S. Army. It was a emergency services unit that
Yeah, we understand that. Yeah, sure.
And also, I was not a paid asset for Homeland Security.
Now, well, I don't think we brought that up in the interview, but sure.
I've been involved with it, teaching EMS, working for different agencies. I've been involved with it. However, you know, I am just, at this point, I am just so totally disgusted and heartbroken with the entire country that, you know, I never thought that I would just say, I'd rather not get up in the morning out of total disgust and dismay.
Well, we've tried to give as much attention to your plight as we can, and we'll continue to watch it and track it. We're about to put up the video on the web of the interview that we did with you, both your speech and the interview we did with you in New York. And, Mike, you've got my number. As things develop, if you need any help or anything, give me a call, okay?
You got it.
You better give Congressman Rangel's office a call. He may be able to help you or have you. Do you know when your first court date is? Or?
Yeah, my first court date is the 6th of November. You know, the worst thing about it is the ulterior motive. And the ulterior motive seems to be nothing more than character assassination. Because digging up the flag, being a hero, and I mean, I don't look at myself as a hero.
But that's what they said you were, yeah.
Yeah, but you know, you can be the poster boy one day, and the next day you're handcuffed to a wall, and the only reason you're really handcuffed to the wall is because you're tired of seeing responders die. You don't want to see cops die. You don't want to see firemen die, EMS or any kind of responder sick. And in the last 3 weeks, I've been with responders. One guy needs a double lung transplant. Another guy was a National Guardsman who served in the first Gulf War, David Miller, that you know.
Well, he was really sick. How's he doing this week?
He's kind of staying at that plateau because he cannot get any sicker. He's at the verge where the doctor gave him 90 days, and I'm just disgusted in seeing people that I befriend die, and there's nothing I can do to save them.
Well, Mike, you and others have helped expose the fact that the government knew what the dust was doing, and they're in deep water right now. That's why they're coming after you and others. Have a great Friday and have a great weekend, my friend, and we'll talk to you soon.
You take care, Alex.
Take care, Mike. And we wrote an article about this. If folks want to get in contact with you, it's up on prisonplanet.com, and your number's right there, my friend.
Okay, you got to keep the faith.
We'll try our best to continue to expose this evil. Take care. All right, when we get back, we'll go to Brett, Dino, James, Ron, Rico, and many others that are patiently holding. I'm Alex Jones, your host. And the toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. We'll go to your calls. Also want to get into MBA students likelier to cheat. 58% surveyed acknowledge dishonesty. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At ResearchHerbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on ResearchHerbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at ResearchHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We are becoming a decadent and degenerate society. We have gotten fat, dumb, and happy off of the labor of our forefathers and mothers. And not only do the yuppies, the so-called middle class groups out there in with the Western world, believe that only caring about themselves gets them ahead, they also think that they can lie, they can cheat, they can steal, and that that is going to be acceptable. But pretty soon, when an entire society starts to lie, cheat, and steal, that society comes to a screeching halt and falls apart and implodes on itself, and you end up looking like India or Mexico. And that's the way the U.S. is going. But the gibbering public is so stupid, they won't even know it while they're slaves. You know, that's the... I mean, I would take some solace in it of, ha-ha, all you corrupt yuppies think you're going to get power out of this, but you're really going to just destroy your future. But they won't know that. I mean, as long as they're ruling over some clutch of monkeys somewhere, they won't care. They'd rather rule in hell than serve in heaven, as the saying goes. This is out of the Toronto Star today. MBA students likelier to cheat. 56% surveyed acknowledge dishonesty. Study blames focus on getting job done. Who says cheaters never prosper? MBA students in Canada and the United States are more likely to cheat than students in other disciplines because they believe it is how the business world operates. Well, that's not how it operated in the past. And people don't want to work with you or be around you if you do cheat and lie. Though, no, I don't know. Here locally, I've kind of seen that in the Patriot community. People like the liar, the cheater, the person that congenitally lies. I just got an email the other day where I was told, we like this person and we don't like you because I don't lie and cheat and do all of these things. I am bad. The person who lies and cheats and scams and is an embarrassment, they are held up as good. So I guess in a way, actually, I'm wrong. I guess this is the way to go. MBA students in Canada and the United States are more likely to cheat than students in other disciplines because they believe it is how the business world operates and because they believe their peers cheat, according to a new study. The study found that 56% of graduate business students admitted to cheating in the last year compared to 47% of non-business students. More than 5,000 MBA students from 11 graduate business schools in Canada and 21 schools in the United States took part. Jim Fisher, Vice Dean of MBA Programs at University of Toronto's Rodham School of Management, said he wasn't surprised by the new development. And they've also had polls where the majority of college seniors across the board don't know what the Bill of Rights is, and when they're given examples, they believe it's bad. They believe the Second Amendment, First Amendment, Fourth Amendment, Fifth, Tenth, it's all bad. They believe black mask and torture and evil and corruption and secret arrest and is good because they watch shows like CSI where it's glorified. And one academic expert said those numbers are probably underreported, said Donald McCabe, lead researcher of the study and business strategy professor at Rutgers. I agree. It says since the survey was voluntary, more dishonest students were less likely to fill out the survey. Exactly. I've studied polls and surveys, and it's one of the main rules of it, that if it's a controversial question, people will err generally on the less controversial answer and will lie. So 36% believe the government carried out 9/11. It's probably 60-plus percent. I mean, the average person gets a call, hello, this is Scripps Howard, Ohio survey. Do you believe the government was involved in 9/11? 36% say yes. It's a lot higher. Most people, even if they think it's an inside job, are still going to be afraid and go, no, I don't think it's an inside job. Just like Zogby, 42% believe inside job, 68% believe cover-up. I would imagine it's more like 68% believe inside job, 90% believe cover-up. And they go on here to say that if 56% say they lie and cheat, it's probably much higher. And I remember in college that I had friends who told me how they cheated on their test scores. Personally, I just thought the whole thing was a joke. Having foreigners who couldn't even speak English sit up there and teach me things they knew nothing about, I just quit college. It was a complete waste of time. But that's what college is. It's a bunch of foreigners gibbering on both sides and paying exorbitant amounts of money for something that's completely worthless. And I'm sorry if you've spent $100,000 on your kids going to college. You don't like hearing that. That's just my opinion. Put it in your pipe and smoke it if you believe it. If you don't, just throw it in the trash. And of course, I always oversimplify. Obviously, for engineering or for mathematics or if you want to be a physicist, you need college. But I don't know what they're learning in business school. I don't know what they're learning in the arts. I don't know what you're paying for, you know, sociology, psychology. It's a big joke. I mean, really, it is a big joke. And it might not have been 20, 30 years ago. I mean, you got top-flight professors. You got to sit there in the big auditorium seating. You got to have real discussions. Now you go in there, folks, and there will be a foreigner who speaks no English, and they will walk in and give you your assignment for 5 minutes and walk out. And I mean, that's even mid-level courses. So I just, let me tell parents right now, do not waste your children's time sending them to college, unless you're sending your daughter to find a rich husband. I know that's what most of you do. That's the main reason for women to go to college nowadays. And that's the funny thing. 60% of college graduates now in this country are women. They're talking about this big gap and, oh, men, you know, are being left behind. We aren't given grants or money to go to college, and men are ignored, and men are, you know, oh, poor men, but it's still men making the most money, men starting most of the new businesses, men doing the best in business because men are the most highly motivated. And I'm not saying there aren't really smart, super cool women who will outdo a man any day. My point is that these colleges are a joke. Okay, now I've really digressed off the map, and I apologize. Obviously, a lot of you get something great out of college. More and more, it's a joke. That's my point. I mean, it must be failing if the vast majority don't know what the First Amendment is, and 56% think cheating's good, because that's how you get ahead in business. No, that's not how you get ahead in business. You might get ahead for a few months, then you get caught. Then you lose your job. Then you go to jail. Then you get a bad name in the community. Now, that's mid-level. Cheating and stealing is the way at the higher levels, and I guess people are talking about that. But again, then it's a synthesis of evil. You got really smart, evil people up above you who use your corruption to burn you. More of a reason to not be involved in corruption. All right, now I really have digressed. Let's go to your calls here today. Brett, where are you calling us from?
Missouri.
Hello, my friend.
How are you doing today?
Pretty good.
Hey, a little bit off topic today, but it's kind of stuck in my mind because I just heard it this morning. Aaron Russo was on Man Cow's show, and the more I listened to it, I think Man Cow is controlled, and I wondered what you thought about that.
I haven't been on Man Cow lately. I need to get back on the show. I know he's got a lot of listeners, and I appreciate him having me on to talk about issues that are important, and I'm not going to bash venues that let me get on and reach millions of people, but I'm not a listener to Man Cow, so I don't know. He seems pretty fair when I'm on the show. He lets me come on and talk about 9/11 being an inside job.
Well, Russo was talking about his movie. I mean, they openly, Man Cow, I will give him credit, he openly talks about the New World Order. They talked about the big banks running everything, but the one thing that caught my attention was the subject of 9/11 come up, and Russo mentioned Building 7. And Man Cow says, you know, I don't believe in the conspiracies. I don't believe a plane hit the Pentagon, and Russo was, I give him credit. He held his ground well, and he said, all I'm asking about is Building 7. He said, I'm not talking about the Pentagon. He said, explain to me how Building 7 fell. And Man Cow just really seemed to avoid that question and kept trying to steer the conversation away from Building 7 and, you know, kind of start going down the conspiracy route, and Russo just said, hey, all I'm talking about is Building 7.
Sure, yeah.
And so that kind of made me wonder, and, you know, and then earlier in the conversation they were talking about the elections and voting fraud, and Mankow said that he didn't believe that Bush stole Ohio.
Well, it's good that we don't have to judge the world through the eyes of Mankow. I mean, we have the evidence that there's election fraud.
Yeah, I was just curious on your take on it because, you know, he has a pretty vast audience, and there's a big part of me that appreciates what he's doing, but then it makes me wonder if he's, you know, not part of the bigger picture. So,
I think people like Mankow are trying to survive and keep their radio show.
I'm not much on that. I don't know. Not too intellectual in the radio business, so I'm not really sure all the ins and
outs. I don't listen to the show, so I don't know.
And if you have another minute or so, I was wondering, curious about Mike Judge.
Good guy, knows all about the New World Order.
Obviously.
Oh, you've seen Idiocracy now?
No, I haven't seen Idiocracy, but I've watched King of the Hill over the years, and there has been some very numerous comments made in the dialogue on the animated cartoon King of the Hill. And I was just curious on how he gets away with that on the Fox network.
Well, he gets away with it because he's had other hit TV shows. But his Idiocracy, which really takes aim at the New World Order, would have been a big movie, but Fox did kill it and literally just said, we're not going to distribute this And so it's dying on the vine. I think it's only in like 20 or 30 cities right now. And I keep meaning to write an article about Idiocracy and maybe even try to get Mike Judge on, but that's basically it.
Okay, I was just curious, you know, because there's been some pretty blatant undertones on some of his series that were on the Fox network, and I just wondered if he was slipping that stuff in or if they were just letting him get away with a certain amount of it, or, you know, I wasn't sure how that worked.
Yep, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Dino, where are you calling us from?
Hi, Alex.
Yes, where are you calling us from?
Eugene, Oregon.
Welcome.
You know, I became an info warrior after about 6 months of listening to you. And it's the hardest job I've ever had.
It's fun, though, isn't it?
It is, but the first couple times that I went out there to restaurants and I told people, hey, 9/11 was an inside job and here's some information, the next day I got home and I was worried that I was going to get in trouble, I was going to get a call, get arrested. I mean, it's a hard life to lead. But every morning when I wake up, my brain tells me, don't forget about 9/11. Don't forget it was an inside job. Don't forget to tell people about it.
Well, and, I mean, listen, we're in a lot of trouble if we don't expose this.
Have you seen the new reports from Dubai? The interviewer, the last name of M-I-R, Mir, he interviewed Osama bin Laden. He's interviewed a Taliban general recently that says, there, I have it here on WorldNet Daily and a few other places where it says that they've already got a nuke inside America.
Yeah, no, I mean, listen, I put the alert out a month ago saying this is the prime zone the next few months for a staged government terror attack, and they're pulling out all the stops for the election, hyping that it's about to happen. And anybody who believes bin Laden is still alive, anybody who believes these interviews are real, I got a bridge I want to sell them.
So you're thinking he's just making this all up?
Oh, absolutely. Come on.
The interview of Mir, M-I-R.
Man, all this new stuff, yeah, it's all a complete joke. I mean, come on.
They're going to let off a nuke in Washington and New York as soon as we bomb Iran.
Yeah, so why is Bush rushing to bomb Iran?
Because he wants a nuke to go off so that he can start his whole martial law, which is coming
down. But my question to you is, do you think that bin Laden is real and that he's really going to detonate a nuke?
No, bin Laden is an asset of the CIA, Tim Osman, and it's obvious that they're just using them against us so that they can cause all of this chaos.
That's it, my friend. I appreciate your call. Number one, the fat bin Laden tape that's been out for 3.5 years, is an admitted fake. Doesn't matter, the news still uses him. They have claimed that they've killed different al-Qaeda operatives, in some cases, over 10 times. They will announce they've killed the same person over and over and over again, and never even retract the previous story. They do that on purpose. They're setting a precedent to just enter a... It's a comic book world. None of it has any connection to reality. Then there's all these old videos of bin Laden outside the same cave. They're in that little valley. They're in that little valley, in that little cliffside. And over again after the new bin Laden tape, Fox breaking news, released by Al Jazeera, Al-CIA Jazeera. And it's always the same thing. And then a week later they go, oh, that was actually re-edited old tapes of hundreds of hours pre-9/11. You can always watch it. It's the same Cliff, the same bin Laden video, the same thing, the same person. So when it's a real bin Laden tape, it's pre-9/11. Or the one or two that happened in the month after. Or it's a fat bin Laden, which they did voice print on, isn't bin Laden. I mean, you could look at it and tell it wasn't him. How many times did they kill Chemical Ali? 3 times. How many times did they kill the Saddam boys? I mean, they just... They must think we are completely and totally stupid. And just because Bush says a nuke will go off, and just because they say we're going to be hit by terrorists, and just because Karl Rove says there will be an October surprise, that doesn't mean it's going to happen. They say that every election. They said that in 2004, and they said it in 2000. I mean, they're saying it right now. They say it every 2 years at every congressional election. What makes me think they may be really ready to do it is they're massing troops near Iran. They're building up troops in Iraq. They've got the aircraft carriers over there. They're telling the minesweepers get in position. They're telling the public they're getting ready to hit Iran. Israel's openly saying they're getting ready to hit Iran. The media's telling us terrorists are about to hit us any minute. The whole neocon agenda's in trouble. And so, yeah, you put all that together, and these killers have hit us before with Oklahoma City and the First World Trade Center attack and 9/11 and the rest of it. So, yes, they are very capable, and right now is the prime time danger for this to happen. And so I have said that I believe, barring a huge public hue and cry exposing government-sponsored terror, that we're going to see big events by late October. And I stand by that. Though there has been a big hue and cry and big demonstrations in D.C. and New York and all over the country, and right here on the air, and Fox News has even covered my prediction, that we have a chance of backing them off. But we are still on thin ice, hot water, whatever you want to call it. We are in very serious times right now. More of your calls straight ahead. Got a bunch of North American Union news as well, and we got some guests.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
As snow falls on the majestic Rocky Mountains, it eventually melts. The water east of the Continental Divide travels downhill over 1,600 miles before reaching the Atlantic Ocean. On the western side, water travels downhill almost 1,000 miles to reach the Pacific Ocean. As you ponder this miracle, ask yourself this question.
How many people and animals has that water passed through before it reaches my area?
Berkey has revolutionized the way water is purified simply and naturally. At the heart of these portable systems are the Black Berkey purification elements. So powerful, these elements extract pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, heavy metals, and yeah, they can purify that downward flowing water. Berkey purification systems get rid of the unhealthy stuff in your water while leaving the healthy, beneficial materials that your body needs. For more information on the powerful Berkey purifiers, call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call today, that's 888-803-4438, or visit us on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, this isn't hype. I'm serious when I say it. Documentary films, high-quality, high-powered documentary films, are the way to go to wake people up about government-sponsored terror. And that isn't just one issue. That's a foundation. They are building everything they're doing, the police state, the destruction of our sovereignty. Everything these crooks do, they then say it's for your safety, for the terrorist, when they are the terrorist. And we're carrying the new video, 9/11 Mysteries, Demolitions, incredible film, available at InfoWars.com. Don't forget Terror Storm, now available with 66 minutes of extras on it. Amazing film. I'm very proud of Terror Storm. Best video I've ever made. It is now available. The wait is over. Get your copy at InfoWars.com. Have the high-quality DVD and support our broadcast and what we're doing. And I got a lot of other great books and videos we carry. All of my films are available there via the Safe, Secure Video and Bookstore at InfoWars.com or, again, 888-253-3139. You can also write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Let's go ahead and talk to James in Maryland, then Rico, Mark, and others. James, welcome.
Thanks, Alex. I'd like to read some scripture in light of Congressman Rangel's statements. This is when Israel had rejected Yahweh as ruling over them and asked for a king. And Yahweh granted their request and spoke to Samuel the prophet and said, Now listen to their voice, but you shall certainly warn them and shall make known to them the ruling of the sovereign who does reign over them. This is the ruling of the sovereign who does reign over you. He shall take your sons and appoint them for his own chariots to be his horsemen, and they shall run before his chariots, and appoint commanders over his thousands and commanders over his fifties, or to plow his ground and reap his harvest, or to make his weapons and equipment for his chariots. And your
daughters... that's exactly what Rangel is saying. It isn't just a draft. It's national captivity and slavery coming from the loving liberal Rangel who's going to save us. And I had him on here to illustrate that. And there's Republican versions of the bills, too. Domestic police state thugs. You heard him. He said we need the kids to go guard the ports. We're talking about a bunch of zit-faced punk video game playing kids in black uniforms with trudgeons literally beating our brains out. Can you imagine hordes of all the high school graduates just running around in Nazi bucket of pus uniforms? That's the future of America.
Yes.
Makes me sick. And I'm sorry to sound mean and vicious, folks. This is what we've come to, a Soviet America, and they're selling it through the phony leftist Rangel.
Well, Congressman Rangel knows full well what he's doing and what he said. He knows he's arguing a false left-right paradigm. He knows that doesn't exist. And Congressman Rangel, draft your own children.
Exactly. No, I mean, I like to be somewhat friendly just to get Rangel on to illustrate it all. And we got Rangel on, but his draft, he goes, oh, this isn't a draft. No, Alex, that's right. It's for everybody. And he goes, yes, yes.
Liar. Liar. I tell you what.
No, actually, he's not a liar. He came right out with it.
Well, he's lying, saying that there's no loopholes for the rich and arguing the false left-right paradigm. All I can say, I'll say this in ending, Alex, we better repent. This country better repent. You're in trouble, America. I'm telling you, you're in trouble. Look at the sand on this earth. There's more stars in the universe than there is sand on this earth, and Yahweh spoke them into existence. He's coming back soon. You'd better repent. Thank you, Alex.
Yeah, we should repent, but the phony churches say, worship world government. The leader will soon be here. Our world leader will soon appear. He will be Jesus. We must worship him. He will rule us from Israel. You must support Israel and the one leader who will soon rise. Kneel before him. Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.